Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting third. The center fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bud Shealy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hector Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Dobson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Merle Combs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Jones. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bud Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to third. Mealy moves to second. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Miranda moves to second. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miranda moves to third. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up towards short. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sheely strikes out. Two outs. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Combs fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miranda hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 0 in the game. Dobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rodriguez. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Combs applying the tag. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miranda takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dobson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs misplays the ball. That's an error on Combs. Miranda moves to second. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Coleman now playing center field. Manny Minoso now playing left field. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields the ball and throws to Dobson covering. Safe. Mitchell moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Reiser pinch hits for Sam Jones. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Gromek now pitching. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miranda hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 3 in the game. Simpson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doby bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 3 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson is walked intentionally. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mealy hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Fridley pinch hits for Steve Gramek. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.